agenda.
Item number two is from the Acting Director of the Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding potential youth AIDS revenue shortfalls in the 2012 budget. This went to the Committee on Health and Human Needs, which took no action on it.
Good morning. Please introduce yourselves to the listening audience.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Hector Colon. I'm the Acting Director at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Eric Moll, Administrator for Delinquency Court Services Division.
Thank you. We received a call from the state indicating that there was going to be a $7.3 million reduction in youth AIDS. We anticipate, based on our projections, looking at projections over the last few years, that that's going to result in about a $2.7 million reduction or hit to us. We've taken some proactive steps in the contracts to help us mitigate some of those losses. For example, we've had some allocation reductions. One example of that is that we moved from four group homes to three group homes as a result of a utilization analysis. And we're also moving forward with six-month contracts to give us some added flexibility so we can review where we're at that point in time to see if we might have to have some flexibility with the remainder of the contracts over that six-month period. We're also looking at the potential of some possible 2011 surplus funds that might be able to we might be able to use to offset some of those losses in 2012. So I'll take up we'll take up any questions if you have regarding this resolution.
Any questions, supervisors? I have a question for you. You mentioned that you're going to move to less than 1 year contracts, about 6 months. Are these new contracts that you're initiating? Or these existing contracts?
Go ahead. Supervisor, Chair and Supervisors, they are existing contracts. So we've taken a delicate approach in terms of which contracts do we feel comfortable that we could limit our sort of the county's exposure, knowing that we don't know the magnitude of these reductions at this point. So in that sense, we excluded services that, for example, were group home care, shelter care, which are 24/7 residential type operations, and exclusively have sort of contained this short-term corrective action to other contracts just to the 6 months.
Okay. Are there any new additional contracts that you're going out for at this time to kind of fill the gap? Or?
No. These are all existing services.
Okay. Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up on that. We're talking kind of in general terms. Can you give me a specific example? I mean, the group homes, you're not going to reduce the contracts on, but what are some of the contracts that will be reduced? What types of contracts? I don't need agency names. It's more what type of service.
Predispositional home monitoring to try to keep youth out of the detention center. Day treatment program, which is a court-ordered alternative school program in collaboration with Milwaukee Public Schools. The Running Rebels programs that people have heard about.
Whoa.
So can I just interrupt then? If a judge then orders, for example, day treatment or whatever, then the response to that could be, we just don't have enough slots, et cetera. So it will, is that basically what will happen, or can a judge supersede that and order you to open up a slot?
That issue comes up regardless of this issue from time to time. But our hope is that what we're looking to do with the six-month contracts is it's allowing us to have approximately 4 to 5 more months of state correctional costs so that we can have a better sense of the magnitude of these reductions. A big piece of the statewide reductions in the revenue that we use to support our budget is also a function of the costs that the state is going to charge us. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, we're in the sort of awkward position now that we just don't know exactly what that magnitude of that's going to be. So come February or March of next year, we'll have a much better outlook of exactly what the magnitude of those reductions are going to be. And so my hope and intent, and I have pretty good confidence that we're going to be able to come back and have a very doable plan for correcting this so that we don't run into that issue where there's a wait list. But that is always a delicate balance and discussion with the judiciary to say, this is what we have on the table that we can do. It may be that we look at certain contracts and we'll have to work with those providers to see if there's a way that we can reduce the costs without necessarily reducing the slot numbers. But we're just not at that point yet, and we don't have a clear enough fiscal outlook in order to make those decisions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Was there a motion?
It's information.
I don't need information. Okay. Any further questions? Comments? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.